Go ahead and load up any image or photo in Photoshop right now, because I'm going to show you one of the most amazing things. I'm going to show you how to get this photo on a sheet of paper any size you want without resizing the image at all. Okay, let me show you how this is done. Come right up here to File and come right down here to Print with Preview. All right, check this out. The Print with Preview gets better and better in Photoshop. But every version it comes out with, it just keep adding more options, and it's just looking so much better. Check this out. I've got a full preview over here, full 8x10 preview, and we can see exactly how big that image will be printed out on a sheet of paper. This is exactly how big my image will be, okay, unless I change it. And it's so easy to do. We don't have to go in Photoshop, go to image adjustments and all that stuff to resize the image. We can do it right here for print. Okay, so check this out. I can come in here and click on one of these little handles right here and make my image bigger. Okay, right within the preview right here. It's fully interactive. Okay, so check that out. Let's say I wanted to make my image 50% smaller. I can do that. All I have to do is just enter 50 right here where it says scale, and then it'll make it 50% smaller. What if you want to make it 200% bigger? I can enter 200%. There you go. And now it's 200% bigger. Or let's say that you wanted to make a 4x6 image. You wanted to make sure when you print this image out on a sheet of paper, you want to make sure that it's 4x6, okay? 4 inches by 6 inches. So that way you can put it in like, let's say, a frame or something like that. Come right in here where it says height and enter in 6, just like that. And Photoshop will go ahead and adjust the width for you. Okay, and get it to 4 inches. Or you can just go ahead and put 4 in the width area, and then the height will say 6. So check that out. This is totally awesome. So if I wanted to make, let's say, 7.5 or 7.5 by 5, I can enter in 5 in the width, and the height will automatically change to 7.5, so we're sure it's going to be exactly 7.5 by 5. So this is totally cool, and if you wanted Photoshop to actually enlarge the image, or if you want the image to print out as large as possible without running off the page, okay, you want it to be as large as possible without running off the page, come right here and click on Scale to Fit Media. Look at that. And it'll get it as large as possible. This is totally cool. And if you don't want those the bounding box area shown, you can go ahead and uncheck it and get it out of the way so you can see what you're doing. The bounding box is just there so we can see our little handles here and so we can resize the image. But let's say you wanted to change the position of where it's located on the actual page. Go ahead and uncheck center image right here, and you can just say you wanted to like move it over a little bit, like 3 inches. I could just go like that. 3 inches, see? And if you ever mess up, go ahead and just click right back on center image, and it'll just put it right back to where it goes. So you can see how cool the print preview option is in Photoshop, and when you're all done, all you have to do is just come up here and go to print, and you're done. Go ahead and print it out, give it to your grandma or your mom or whatever. And so that's the print preview, and have fun with that in Photoshop.